Lana Zak, she's the ABC News Capitol Hill reporter, and she joins us on WGN Radio. Lana, it's John. How are you this afternoon?
Hey, John. It's great to be with you and everybody out there in Chicago.
Where are you right now?
I'm actually currently in the Senate at the moment, where Donald Trump Jr. Responded to requests by the Senate Judiciary Committee to come answer some more questions about his involvement with a meeting that he had with a Russian lawyer that promised to have dirt on Hillary Clinton, his father's main opponent for the presidency. And part of this was an interesting thing from the very beginning. Instead of coming in the entrance that he was planned to come in, he was sort of squirreled away. We believe that it may have been through some loading bays in order to make it without any cameras or anything catching him actually here in the Capitol. Some folks calling it a Houdini act, but he showed up here at the Senate and has been answering questions for hours now.
To Senate staffers, but not U.S. senators, was Dick Durbin, for instance, who I believe is on that committee that would actually question him, was Dick Durbin listening in on this, or how did that all take place?
Well, as I understand it, some senators and Senate staffers are in there. The meeting was formally called by the Judiciary Committee. It is a working day, so what normally happens in these types of situations, senators and their staffers will come in and out depending on votes and other meetings and work that they have to do. But again, John, this is all closed door. As much as it was secret him getting in, so much of the details of what's actually happening behind those closed doors are secret as well.
Well, is this part of the Mueller investigation, or I guess the Senate investigation?
That's an excellent question. Let's go ahead and clarify that. Mueller's FBI-led investigation is independent of what Donald Trump Jr. is doing right now before the Senate Judiciary Committee. This is his first time that he is facing congressional investigators who are looking into allegations of Russian meddling in the last election. Mueller is pursuing his own path, and though they have similar topics, what he's doing right now is not at the request of the FBI.
What Donald Trump Jr. is doing is not at the request of the FBI.
Right. His current testimony is not at the request of the FBI.
I wonder what the purpose of this is then, or the value of this is then. What happens with this information?
Well, as you know, the Senate is performing its own investigation. The House has an investigation. But the ultimate authority on this is going to be Robert Mueller and the FBI. So in some ways, this is the Senate being interested in knowing what's happened. And as Judiciary Committee members, they are certainly entitled to ask these questions and to ask folks like Donald Trump Jr. to come before them and answer these questions, clarify their remarks as part of their fact-finding mission. But this isn't the big investigation that has dominated so much of the discussion.
And so Donald Trump Jr. presumably would have to testify before Mueller and company as well then, right?
That's right.
So he issues a statement, though, where he said, as I said in the run-up to you, that he was there to ascertain her fitness and character. To the extent that they had information concerning the fitness, character, or qualifications of a presidential candidate, I believe that I should at least hear them out. He issued in a statement, depending on what, if any information they had, I could then consult with counsel to make an informed decision as to whether to give it further consideration. What do you make of that?
Well, what emerges in the prepared remarks that Donald Trump Jr. presented before the committee is more of a it's almost a snapshot of the campaign during the time, and the way he's trying to explain that moment in time is that they were a campaign that didn't know what they were doing, that they were a bit disorganized in terms of who was leading the campaign. He mentions that they were just changing campaign managers, that he had never been involved in any of these things before, and so he says he was trying to run the business at the same time. It was a chaotic time, and he wanted to ascertain Clinton's fitness for office. Now, that's not really his job, and what his whole we're going to see what they had to say, and then I'll consult with with lawyers about it later, it's sort of an excuse of ignorance rather than one of actual criminal activity. That's the case that Donald Trump Jr. tries to make in the four pages of submitted testimony.
Well, they were busy savaging her character and fitness anyway. Remember the one time she stumbled and everybody was suddenly talking about her health, and they've always disparaged her character. She's a liar. She's Crooked Hillary. So I think we all know how the Trump campaign felt about her fitness and her character.
Yeah, I think his altruistic desires to determine her fitness for the future of America may be a little overblown on that one. But
right.
Ultimately, what he's trying to say is, this person said they had dirt on the person my dad's running against for office, and I wanted to know if that dirt actually was going to stick.
I'm open to the question of, as a rookie, how apparent should it have been to him that when some Russian lawyers or operatives, whoever these people were in this room, if they say, hey, we got the goods on Hillary, we got dirt on her, boy, this is going to be bad for Hillary Clinton. Illogical is it that they would take that meeting, particularly since they're new to this game anyway? I suppose he could just throw a mea culpa out there and say, I didn't know. I didn't know that I should have told the FBI, or I shouldn't have taken a meeting like that.
And that's exactly right, John. And that's so much of what we see in this testimony that he submitted. But there are a couple problems with that. After they were elected, he failed to disclose that this meeting had taken place. He didn't say that he had met with this Russian lawyer. And then their initial response to it was to say that this was not really that. It was we didn't know that she had dirt. We were going to talk about Russian adoptions, and sort of obfuscating and trying to potentially mislead people about what was actually happening in that meeting, instead of just coming forward and saying, hey, I didn't know. We thought that that's what you do in an election,
which is perhaps
a more sympathetic position. But it just starts to smell a little stinky when you're not forthright from the beginning and say, as you did, John, that, you know, people make mistakes. And the American public tends to be very forgiving of people who say that.
Yeah, I'd be more likely to give them that than because to me, the idea that, hey, it turns out it was adoptions. There was nothing there. We didn't get any valuable information. There was a bait and switch. I don't see how that's persuasive for them, because the fact that there was no operational information for them doesn't change the fact that they took the meeting to get dirt on Hillary Clinton. I mean, that's the problem here. It's not what did they get. It's what did they think they were going to get? Why did they take the meeting? Am I right on that?
You're right. And also when Donald Trump Jr. released the email in its entirety with him and Rob Goldstein, it shows that he, in fact, thought that he was going to get dirt. And his response in email was, I love it. He tried to explain away his I love it today as well by saying that was just a colloquial way of thanking Rob for his email. But it's pretty obvious once he released that they, in fact, thought this meeting was potentially very damaging to Hillary Clinton and beneficial to his father's campaign, and that's why he took the meeting.
That meeting today with the Senate is on the record? I mean, can they use that for or against him down the road then?
My understanding is that he is under oath in this testimony, that he could be held liable if he lies to the Senate investigators. So certainly what he says needs to be conscious of that fact.
That's where any of us can get in trouble, and he has in the past, where you start to speak off the cuff. And I don't know if he had counsel with him while he was answering questions, somebody to guide him a little bit on what to say. But if he's you know, untethered, kind of like his dad, you don't know what he's going to say.
Well, and he was asked one of the big questions right now about his father's response, or his father's involvement in crafting the initial response from Don Jr. about this meeting. That has become something that has become a big issue, in part because if the president of the United States did try and help his son mislead the American public, then that is a potentially greater problem than just Don Trump Jr. on his own trying to do this. So
Yeah, I never thought about it that way. When President Trump said, I did what anybody does for their kid, I help them out. If I craft a letter that misleads the people for Don Jr. to issue, then I've, in fact, as the president, misled the American people.
That's right. And so that's part of what folks like Mueller are going to be looking at very closely, and certainly will be part of that investigation. And so for Don Jr.'s part today, our understanding is that when he was asked questions about that, he simply said he did not recall. He did not recall how much the White House had been involved in crafting that response, because that's a safer answer than saying anything that can be proven false.
I'm not saying there's a cover-up, but it's always the cover-up, isn't it? You know, whatever you did, you'd better be honest about it after the fact, because if you're not, that's the crime that ends up putting people in jail or getting them to resign from office.
Mistakes can be forgiven, but lying to the face of the American public is a much more bitter pill to swallow.
Lana Zak is the ABC News Capitol Hill reporter. She's at the U.S. Senate today. Well, we'll visit again. I sure appreciate your time this afternoon.
Great to talk to you, John.
It's 219 on WGN. You know, this thing about, and I didn't ask her, but she said that this was a closed-door meeting. We actually don't have a transcript of what was said. But one wonders, too, if since we're talking today about the fact that some sort of Russian operatives, maybe operating out of St. Petersburg, were actually posting hashtags and stories or buying ads to sort of create controversy during the election. You kind of wonder if that came up as they were talking to him. Did he have any information or knowledge about that? Did that come up at the meeting or not? But how does that work anyway? Well, the New York Times wrote a long story about that today, and the reporter will join us after 2:30. This is WGN.